In the whirlwind of life's incessant demands, stresses, and challenges, it can be all too easy to lose our center and succumb to the turmoil swirling around us. Yet the quest for inner tranquility amidst the storms of existence has been a pursuit shared by ancient philosophies across cultures and eras. Today, we find solace in the convergence of two enduring wisdom traditions, the teachings of the Buddha and the principles of Stoic philosophy. While Buddhist thought illuminates the path to enlightenment through the cessation of suffering, Stoicism offers a framework for navigating life's adversities with resilience and equanimity. By harmonizing these seemingly disparate perspectives, we uncover a powerful synthesis that empowers us to transcend life's turbulences and cultivate an unshakable inner peace. In this exploration, we will delve into seven guiding principles that interweave the insights of Buddhism and Stoicism, providing a roadmap for living with grace, clarity, and unwavering composure in the face of life's vicissitudes. Principle 1. The Art of Listening. In a world inundated with noise and constant demands for our attention, the ancient practice of truly listening has become a lost art. Yet, both Stoic and Buddhist philosophies elevate listening to a paramount virtue, one that unlocks the doors to wisdom, empathy, and personal growth. The Stoics, with their emphasis on reason and virtue, recognized that genuine understanding could only arise through the act of quieting our own inner voices and fully absorbing the perspectives of others. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher king, famously advised, "We have two ears and one mouth, so we should listen more than we say." This sentiment echoes profoundly with the Buddhist teachings on mindful attention and the cultivation of compassion through a deep understanding of the human experience. The synergy between these two wisdom traditions lies in their shared recognition that true empathy and interconnectedness can only blossom when we let go of our preconceptions, judgments, and the need to be heard. By actively listening, without the filters of our own biases and assumptions, we open ourselves to the richness of diverse perspectives and life experiences. In doing so, we not only expand our own wisdom and intellectual horizons, but also nurture a profound sense of compassion that transcends individual egos and unites us in our shared humanity. Cultivating the art of listening requires a conscious effort to break free from the constant internal dialogue that plagues our modern minds. It demands that we be fully present in the moment, allowing the words and emotions of others to wash over us without the urge to formulate a response or counter-argument. This level of attentiveness not only deepens our understanding of the speaker's perspective, but also fosters a genuine connection, one that can bridge even the most seemingly insurmountable divides. Through exercises in active listening, seeking out diverse perspectives, and practicing empathy by imagining the lived experiences of others, we can gradually rewire our minds to embrace the art of listening as a fundamental aspect of our daily lives. This practice not only enriches our interpersonal relationships, but also sharpens our ability to navigate complex situations with greater wisdom and compassion. In a world that often values volume over substance, the art of listening stands as a powerful reminder of the transformative potential that lies in embracing stillness, openness, and a genuine desire to understand. By embodying this principle, we not only honor the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism, but also pave the way for personal growth, deeper connections, and a more harmonious coexistence with all beings. Principle 2. Self-directed life path. In the midst of a world that incessantly bombards us with external pressures and societal expectations, the ability to chart our own course and live according to our authentic values and principles becomes a profound act of personal sovereignty. Both Stoic and Buddhist teachings converge in their emphasis on the importance of cultivating self-awareness, mindfulness, and a deep connection to our innermost truth as the foundation for a life of fulfillment and equanimity. The Stoics, with their unwavering commitment to reason and virtue, advocated for a life guided by personal autonomy and a steadfast adherence to one's core beliefs and values. They recognized that true contentment could never be found in the pursuit of fleeting pleasures or the blind conformity to external opinions. Instead, they encouraged individuals to cultivate a profound understanding of their own guiding principles and to align their actions and decisions with these deeply held convictions. This ethos resonates powerfully with the Buddhist teachings enshrined in the Noble Eightfold Path, which emphasizes the importance of living in the present moment, detaching from the illusions of the material world, and walking a path of personal growth and enlightenment. At the heart of both philosophies lies the recognition that true fulfillment and equanimity can only arise when we align our actions with our authentic selves, rather than succumbing to the expectations of others or the seductive allure of temporary gratification. Cultivating a self-directed life path requires a concerted effort to turn inward and explore the depths of our own values, beliefs, and aspirations. It demands that we engage in practices of mindfulness and present moment awareness, fostering a deeper connection with our inner selves and silencing the cacophony of external voices that often drown out our own truth. Through regular self-reflection, we can uncover the core principles that serve as the bedrock of our existence, using them as a compass to guide our decisions and actions. This process of self-discovery empowers us to assert our personal autonomy, to say no to commitments or expectations that conflict with our priorities, and to set healthy boundaries that protect our energy and focus. As we embark on this journey of self-directed living, we may encounter resistance from those who seek to impose their own expectations upon us. Yet, by remaining grounded in our authentic values and cultivating the courage to walk our own path, we fortify our resilience and our ability to navigate life's currents with clarity, conviction, and an unwavering sense of purpose. In a world that often prizes conformity and the pursuit of external validation, the wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism beckons us to embrace the radical act of living in alignment with our deepest truth. By doing so, we not only honor the ancient call to self-mastery, but also pave the way for a life of profound fulfillment, inner peace, and the recognition that our greatest power lies in the ability to author our own destiny. Principle 3: Acceptance of Life's Uncertainties. In the grand tapestry of human existence, few threads are woven with as much certainty as the inevitability of change, uncertainty, and impermanence. From the fleeting nature of material possessions to the unpredictable currents of life's circumstances, the wisdom of both Stoicism and Buddhism converge in their recognition that true inner peace can only be found through a profound acceptance of life's inherent impermanence. The Stoics, with their unwavering commitment to reason and virtue, understood that suffering arises not from the presence of pain or adversity itself, but rather from our resistance to the ever-changing nature of existence. This profound insight is encapsulated in the maxim, "Pain is certain, suffering is optional," which resonates deeply with the Buddhist teachings on the inevitability of suffering and the importance of detaching from the illusion of permanence. At the heart of this principle lies the recognition that our perception of reality is the key to our liberation or our bondage. By clinging to expectations, resisting change, or believing in the permanence of any particular circumstance, we sow the seeds of our own suffering. Conversely, by embracing the Stoic lens of control over perception and the Buddhist notion of acceptance, we open ourselves to the vast potential for growth, resilience, and inner peace that lies within every challenge or transition. Cultivating this acceptance of life's uncertainties requires a dedicated practice of mindfulness and present moment awareness. Through meditation and the cultivation of a non-judgmental awareness, we can learn to observe our thoughts and emotions without clinging to them or resisting their natural ebb and flow. In doing so, we develop the capacity to meet each moment with equanimity, neither clinging to expectations nor resisting the ever-changing nature of reality. The Stoics and Buddhists alike offer powerful exercises and tools to support this journey of acceptance. The Stoic practice of negative visualization, for instance, invites us to mentally prepare for life's adversities, cultivating a sense of gratitude for what we have and fortifying our resilience in the face of uncertainty. Similarly, the Buddhist teachings on impermanence and the development of a growth mindset encourage us to recognize that challenges are inherent to the human experience and can serve as catalysts for personal growth and the expansion of our wisdom. As we embark on this path of acceptance, we may encounter moments of doubt, fear, or the temptation to cling to the illusion of control. Yet, by remaining grounded in the timeless wisdom of these ancient philosophies, we can navigate even the most turbulent waters with a profound sense of equanimity and inner peace. In a world that often values certainty and the pursuit of control, the harmonized teachings of Stoicism and Buddhism beckon us to embrace the radical act of acceptance, to let go of our resistance and find solace in the present moment, trusting that within every uncertainty lies the seed of growth, resilience, and a deeper understanding of the true nature of existence. Principle 4: Embracing Failure as a Path to Growth. The Stoics, with their unwavering commitment to reason and virtue, recognized that failure was an inevitable part of the human experience and a catalyst for learning and personal development. They viewed setbacks and mistakes not as personal shortcomings, but rather as valuable teachers that revealed our areas for growth and the opportunities for self-mastery that lay hidden within each challenge. This ethos resonates profoundly with the Buddhist teachings on the path to enlightenment, which is paved with trials, obstacles, and moments of seeming failure that test our fortitude, resilience, and commitment to personal evolution. At the heart of both philosophies lies the understanding that growth and transformation often arise from the crucible of adversity, and that our ability to embrace failure with humility and a growth mindset is the key to unlocking our true potential. By reframing our perception of failure, we begin to see it not as a source of shame or self-criticism, but rather as a valuable teacher that reveals the areas in which we must refine our approach, adjust our strategies, and deepen our understanding. Through regular self-reflection, we can identify the lessons learned from our setbacks and use them as guideposts for future growth, rather than allowing them to become sources of self-doubt or stagnation. Cultivating this mindset of embracing failure requires a profound shift in our relationship with ourselves, one that is rooted in self-compassion and the recognition that failure is an inherent part of the human experience. By practicing self-kindness and letting go of the need for perfection, we create the space for growth and the courage to take risks, try new approaches, and learn from our mistakes without the weight of self-judgment or harsh inner criticism. The Stoics and Buddhists offer powerful techniques to support this journey, such as developing a habit of constructive self-evaluation, where we use failures as opportunities to objectively assess our approach and make adjustments without succumbing to self-recrimination. Additionally, the practice of mindfulness and present-moment awareness can help us to observe our thoughts and emotions around failure with a sense of detachment, allowing us to respond with wisdom and equanimity rather than reactive self-judgment. As we embark on this path of embracing failure, we may encounter moments of self-doubt, frustration, or the temptation to give in to the societal pressure to avoid missteps at all costs. Yet, by remaining grounded in the timeless wisdom of these ancient philosophies, we can transform our relationship with failure and view it as a powerful ally on our journey toward self-mastery, enlightenment, and the realization of our full potential. In a world that often equates failure with personal inadequacy, the harmonized teachings of Stoicism and Buddhism offer a refreshing and empowering perspective, one that invites us to embrace the radical act of vulnerability, to learn from our missteps, and to use them as stepping stones towards growth, resilience, and the cultivation of a life imbued with purpose, wisdom, and an unwavering commitment to personal evolution. Principle 5, the virtue of simplicity. In the midst of a world that glorifies complexity, excess, and the relentless pursuit of material wealth, the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism converge in their elevation of simplicity as a pathway to clarity, contentment, and lasting inner peace. These philosophies offer a refuge from the incessant distractions and attachments that so often cloud our perception and fracture our sense of well-being. The Stoics, with their emphasis on reason, virtue, and moderation, advocated for a life free from excessive material attachments and the pursuit of luxuries that ultimately fail to satisfy the deepest longings of the human soul. They recognized that true contentment could never be found in the accumulation of possessions or the indulgence of fleeting pleasures, but rather in the cultivation of a life centered on essentials and the nurturing of one's character and relationships. This ethos resonates profoundly with the Buddhist teachings on the relinquishment of material desires and the cultivation of contentment through simplicity. At the core of these traditions lies the understanding that the pursuit of external gratification is a perpetual cycle of dissatisfaction, one that can only be broken by turning inward and embracing a life of meaningful connections, personal growth, and the appreciation of life's simple joys. In our modern world, where complexity and distractions abound, these philosophies offer a refuge of simplicity, a return to the essentials, and a redefinition of what it truly means to experience wealth, success, and fulfillment. By prioritizing meaningful relationships, nurturing our personal growth, and cultivating gratitude for the simple pleasures that surround us, we open ourselves to a wellspring of lasting serenity and an unshakable sense of abundance that transcends the fleeting allure of material possessions. Simplifying our lives requires a conscious effort to declutter not only our physical spaces, but also our minds and our daily routines. It involves adopting a minimalist approach to material possessions, letting go of the non-essentials that weigh us down and distract us from what truly matters. It means prioritizing quality time with loved ones, nurturing our most cherished relationships, and savoring the simple joys of a sunset, a good meal shared with friends, or a quiet moment of solitude. As we embark on this path of simplicity, we may encounter resistance from a society that often equates success with the accumulation of wealth and status symbols. Yet, by remaining grounded in the wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism, we can cultivate a profound sense of contentment and abundance that transcends the illusions of material gratification. In a world that often values complexity and excess, the harmonized teachings of these ancient philosophies beckon us to embrace the radical act of simplicity, to let go of the non-essentials, to redefine our perceptions of wealth and success, and to find lasting fulfillment in the cultivation of meaningful relationships, personal growth, and the appreciation of life's simple yet profound joys. Principle 6. Humility as wisdom. In a world that often celebrates ego, arrogance, and the relentless pursuit of external validation, the concept of humility can seem paradoxical, a quality that is frequently misunderstood or even denigrated as a sign of weakness. Yet, both Stoicism and Buddhism revere humility as a foundational virtue, a wellspring from which true wisdom, personal growth, and genuine human connection can flow. The Stoics, with their unwavering commitment to reason and virtue, recognized that pride and arrogance were not only obstacles to learning and self-improvement, but also barriers to cultivating empathy and understanding others' perspectives. They understood that wisdom could only be attained by acknowledging the limitations of one's own knowledge and experience, and by remaining open to the insights and teachings that lie beyond our narrow worldviews. This ethos resonates profoundly with the Buddhist teachings on the illusion of the ego and the importance of transcending the attachment to the false self. In Buddhism, ego and the clinging to a fixed sense of identity are seen as barriers to enlightenment, compassion, and the recognition of our interconnectedness with all beings. True wisdom in this tradition can only be attained by embracing humility, by letting go of our preconceptions, our need for validation, and our attachment to the illusion of separateness. At the heart of both philosophies lies the understanding that humility is not a sign of weakness, but rather a foundation upon which we can build a life of genuine wisdom, personal growth, and meaningful connections with others. By embracing a beginner's mindset, approaching each situation with curiosity and openness, rather than assumptions or preconceived notions, we open ourselves to the boundless depths of knowledge and understanding that lie beyond our limited perspectives. Cultivating humility requires a dedicated practice of active listening, seeking to understand diverse perspectives, and recognizing the inherent limitations of our own knowledge and experience. It involves engaging in acts of service and compassion, acknowledging our interdependence with all beings and the inherent dignity that resides within each human soul. As we embark on this journey of humility, we may encounter moments of self-doubt, the temptation to cling to our ego, and the need for external validation. Yet, by remaining grounded in the timeless wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism, we can cultivate a spirit of lifelong learning, a recognition of our interconnectedness, and a profound sense of empathy that transcends individual egos and unites us in our shared humanity. In a world that often values arrogance and the pursuit of personal aggrandizement, the harmonized teachings of these ancient philosophies invite us to embrace the radical act of humility, to let go of our attachment to the false self, to approach each experience with an open heart and a beginner's mind, and to walk the path of wisdom, compassion, and a deeper understanding of our true nature as interconnected beings. Principle 7. The true value beyond material wealth. In the relentless pursuit of material wealth and status that characterizes modern society, it can be all too easy to lose sight of the true sources of lasting fulfillment and contentment. Both Stoicism and Buddhism offer profound insights into the impermanence and ultimate insufficiency of material possessions as a means of attaining genuine happiness and inner peace. The Stoics, with their emphasis on reason, virtue, and moderation, cautioned against the pursuit of excessive wealth and possessions, recognizing that true contentment could never be found in the accumulation of material goods. They understood that the path to lasting fulfillment lay not in the acquisition of external trappings, but rather in the cultivation of one's character, relationships, and inner well-being. This ethos resonates deeply with the Buddhist teachings on detachment from material desires and the cultivation of spiritual riches qualities such as compassion, wisdom, and a recognition of our interconnectedness with all beings. At the core of these traditions lies the understanding that the pursuit of material wealth is a perpetual cycle of dissatisfaction, one that can never truly quench the deeper longings of the human soul. By aligning ourselves with the wisdom of these ancient philosophies, we can redefine our perceptions of success, wealth, and abundance, shifting our focus away from the accumulation of possessions and towards the nurturing of our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. In doing so, we discover the true wealth that lies within each of us, a boundless source of contentment, gratitude, and the ability to appreciate the intangible riches that imbue our lives with meaning and purpose. Cultivating this perspective requires a conscious effort to cultivate gratitude for the abundance we already possess, recognizing the fleeting nature of material possessions and the enduring fulfillment found in nurturing meaningful relationships, personal growth, and self-care practices. It means investing our time, energy, and resources into pursuits that nourish our souls, rather than the pursuit of status symbols or material excess. As we embark on this journey of redefining true wealth, we may encounter resistance from a society that often equates success with the acquisition of material goods and the accumulation of wealth. Yet, by remaining grounded in the wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism, we can transcend the illusions of material gratification and find lasting contentment in the cultivation of our physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. In a world that often values possessions over personal growth, the harmonized teachings of these ancient philosophies beckon us to embrace the radical act of redefining true wealth to shift our focus from the pursuit of external trappings to the nurturing of our relationships, personal development, and the appreciation of life's intangible riches. By doing so, we unlock the door to a life of profound contentment, gratitude, and the recognition that our greatest wealth lies not in what we possess, but in the depth of our connections, the cultivation of our character, and the unwavering pursuit of wisdom and inner peace. As we reach the culmination of our exploration into the harmonized wisdom of Stoicism and Buddhism, we stand at a profound crossroads, a juncture where ancient philosophies converge, illuminating a path towards an unwavering inner peace that transcends the turbulence of our modern existence. In this extended conclusion, let us retrace our steps and distill the essence of the principles we have uncovered, weaving them into a tapestry of timeless guidance for cultivating the formidable ability to act as if nothing bothers us. We began our journey by embracing the art of listening, a virtue extolled by both the Stoics and the Buddha. By quieting our inner voices and opening our hearts to the experiences of others, we foster a deep sense of empathy and understanding that expands our wisdom and nurtures a spirit of interconnectedness. Through active listening, engaging diverse perspectives, and practicing compassion, we lay the foundation for a life lived in harmony with those around us. From this place of mindful presence, we explored the Stoic and Buddhist emphasis on living according to our authentic selves, guided by our core values and principles rather than the fleeting expectations of others. By aligning our actions with our innermost truth, we fortify our ability to navigate life's currents with clarity and conviction, grounded in the unwavering pursuit of personal autonomy and self-directed growth. As we ventured further, we confronted the inherent uncertainties and impermanence that characterize the human experience. Here, the Stoic philosophy of resilience and the Buddhist teachings on acceptance converged, offering a powerful reframing of life's challenges as opportunities for growth and wisdom. By embracing the present moment and letting go of our resistance to change, we open ourselves to the vast potential for transformation that lies within every obstacle. Failure, too, took on a new dimension as we delved into the shared perspective of Stoicism and Buddhism, which views setbacks not as personal shortcomings, but as catalysts for personal evolution. By cultivating a growth mindset and practicing self-compassion, we can transform the sting of failure into a force that propels us towards greater self-mastery and resilience.
In our pursuit of inner tranquility, we discovered the virtue of simplicity, a refuge from the complexities and distractions that pervade our modern world. Inspired by the Stoic emphasis on moderation and the Buddhist encouragement to relinquish material desires, we learned to prioritize the essentials and redefine true wealth through the nurturing of meaningful relationships, personal growth, and the appreciation of life's simple joys.
Humility emerged as a central tenet, revered by both philosophies as the foundation for true wisdom and personal growth. By embracing a beginner's mindset, practicing active listening, and engaging in acts of service and compassion, we open ourselves to the boundless depths of understanding that lie beyond our limited perspectives and biases. Finally, we confronted the seductive allure of material wealth, which both Stoicism and Buddhism caution against as a fleeting and ultimately unfulfilling pursuit. Instead, we were invited to redefine our perceptions of success and abundance, shifting our focus towards the nurturing of our health, relationships, and inner well-being, the true wealth that lies within each of us, a boundless source of contentment, gratitude, and the appreciation of life's intangible riches. As we stand at the threshold of this profound synthesis, let us recognize the immense power that lies in our ability to embody these principles. By weaving the timeless threads of Stoic resilience and Buddhist acceptance into the tapestry of our daily lives, we fortify ourselves against the inevitable storms of existence and cultivate an unshakable inner peace that transcends circumstance. This is not a journey of perfection, but one of continuous practice and devotion, a path paved with challenges that test our fortitude, yet also reveal our immense capacity for growth and transformation. Embrace each obstacle as an opportunity to deepen your understanding, refine your character, and align more fully with the eternal wisdom of those who have walked before us. Seek solace in the eternal present moment, releasing attachments to the illusions of the past and future. Cultivate gratitude for the simple joys that surround you, recognizing the fleeting nature of material pursuits and the enduring fulfillment found in nurturing your relationships, personal growth, and spiritual wealth. Above all, approach each experience with humility and an open heart, for it is in the surrender of ego and the embrace of lifelong learning that we uncover the depths of our true wisdom and potential. May this harmonious union of Stoic equanimity and Buddhist compassion be your steadfast companion, guiding you towards a life of profound serenity, empathy, and the unwavering ability to act as if nothing bothers you, a true embodiment of the transformative power that arises when we merge the ancient streams of philosophical thought into a singular, radiant flow.